1. Have you ever learned about outer space and stars? To be honest with you, I didn't have a chance to study astronomy, that was not something in our curriculum. Although I know that watching documentaries broadens my knowledge, and that was how I taught myself about this topic, I find astronomy to be tedious, and I have no interest in it. Whenever I accidentally come across astronomy programs, I almost always skip them. That is why I can only name planets and stars in our solar system and a few constellations, too. Are you interested in films about outer space and stars? Honestly, I rarely watch movies or documentaries about astronomy for a few reasons. Firstly, because of my lack of interest, I find it unfascinating and monotonous. Secondly, I think that they are unrealistic or unrelatable. Films set in outer space often involve futuristic technology or scenarios that may be difficult for some viewers to relate to or find believable. This could make it harder for me to engage with the story or characters. Thirdly, because it's quite slow, some space-themed films, particularly those focused on scientific accuracy and exploration, may have a slower pace compared to action-packed or fast-paced movies. This style of storytelling may not appeal to individuals who prefer more dynamic narratives. Lastly, I have a sense of fear or anxiety. Space exploration and the universe can evoke feelings of fear or anxiety in some people, and I am no exception. Films that emphasize the dangers or unknown aspects of space may not be enjoyable for those who are sensitive to such themes. 3. Do you want to go into outer space in the future? Definitely no. There could be several reasons why I am not really into going into outer space in the future. Firstly, it can cost an arm and a leg. I know that space travel is currently an expensive and exclusive endeavor. The high costs associated with space tourism or space exploration may make it inaccessible to the majority of people. This can limit the number of individuals who can realistically consider going into outer space. Secondly, I require physical and psychological challenges. Space travel poses numerous physical and psychological challenges. Extended periods of weightlessness, exposure to radiation, and isolation can have significant impacts on the human body and mind. These challenges may deter individuals who are not willing to face the potential risks and discomforts associated with space travel. Thirdly, because of my lack of interest or curiosity, I don't have a deep fascination or curiosity about outer space. Finally, because I have a sense of fear or uncertainty, space is vast and largely unexplored. It can evoke feelings of fear, uncertainty, and the unknown for some individuals. The risks associated with space travel, such as accidents or the potential dangers of extraterrestrial encounters, may discourage some people from considering it as a viable option. Constellation 4. What's your favorite constellation? Actually, I don't know much about the different constellations and how many there are, but I like the Taurus constellation because it is my zodiac sign. The reasons I like it are, firstly, it represents patience and perseverance. People born under the Taurus constellation are often patient and perseverant. They have the ability to endure and are not easily deceived by difficulties. Secondly, those belonging to this zodiac sign are often trustworthy and true to their promises. Thirdly, Taurus individuals have a fondness for comfort and material possessions. They value their belongings and work around the clock to achieve what they want. Lastly, Taurus individuals typically possess a practical and reliable mindset. They utilize both theory and practical experience to achieve their goals.